Welcome to the Successfully Unemployed Show. My name is Dustin Heiner, and I'm here to help you learn how to quit that J-O-B, that just over broke job, by any means possible. And today, we're going to be talking all about inflation and how you can actually get more wealthy with inflation and make more money and crush inflation. Normally, inflation hurts lots and lots of people. We're going to use it to make more money. All right, let's start the show.
Welcome to the Successfully Unemployed Show, the place where ordinary people become extraordinary by finding the path to financial freedom through entrepreneurship, side hustles, and passive income. We've already blazed the path, showing you how to retire early and have financial independence so you will never work for someone else again. And now, here's your host, Dustin Heiner.
Hey, what's up, guys? Super awesome to have you here with me. Now, I know a lot of us, I'm expressly thinking that inflation is horrible. I hate inflation. In fact, I remember when I first started working, obviously going to be dating myself a little bit. I'm 42 years old now, but when I first started working, the minimum wage was like $3.75. No, I take that back. It was like $3.50 or something like that. My brother started working and he was making $3.25. That was the minimum wage. And I remember I started, it was like $3.50, $3.75-ish. And now what's minimum wage? I don't know, like $15 or something like that. My goodness. And that was only 25 years ago. So inflation is not just a new thing. Like right now, you're starting to feel the inflation. Things are starting to go up. And we'll talk about that in just a little bit. It's always been around. And it happens because that's what the government wants. The government does not like it when the market comes down or the economy slows down. They always want it to keep growing. And with that comes inflation. And what's interesting, if you looked at what the gold price was back when our dollar went off the gold standard, what happened was, I believe it was Richard Nixon. He took us off of the gold standard, which means our dollars were originally, from the very beginning, backed by gold, which means you traded $1 for a, I don't know, whatever service or item you wanted to buy. Well, that's basically saying this piece of paper is representative of the piece of gold that's in the government. The government owns it. Then Nixon, I'm not really happy with this guy, he actually took us off the gold standard, where now, instead of our dollars backed by gold, it's actually backed by the full faith and credit of the United States government, which the government is not the best. It doesn't have the what's best for you in its mind. It seems like they lie to us more than, at least it, to me, it seems like it. Especially like 6 months ago, they said there's no inflation. And then they started saying, well, there is inflation, but it's transitory. They start making up these big words, these words that most people would never use. Transitory, meaning it's coming and going. Like it's here and then it'll go away. Then they're saying, oh, okay, it's not transitory anymore. You caught us. It's 2.5%. Like, right, really? Really 2.5%? And then they come back and say, oh, okay, yeah, you're right. It's not 2.5%. Now it's 5.5%. And then, you guessed it, they come back again and say, oh, it wasn't 5.5%. Now it's 8.5%. Like, it just keeps going up. Pretty soon it's going to be 10, 12, 13, 14, 15% inflation. I remember back in the 70s. Sorry, I don't remember. I was born in 79. But my parents went through this and saw the inflation of the 70s and how horrible everything was with inflation. It was really, really bad. But when you think about the gold standard, what we were on with our dollars, if you took us back, what I don't know, 60s or whatever, we went off the gold standard, the price of gold for dollars was, I don't know, $100 or something like that for 1 ounce of gold. Now the ounce of gold is $1,800 or more, maybe even $1,900 or whenever this comes out, $1,900 for 1 ounce of gold. So it's just gone up and up and up. And if you would now adjust it for inflation, now when I just said it was $1,900 per ounce, that is the spot price. That's the price that the, I don't know who it is, I don't know if it's the government or the banks or whatever, but what they do is they actually say and dictate, this is the price that gold sells at. Well, right now it's $1,900. But if you took from the time the United States dollar went off of the gold standard and you applied the inflation every single year all the way to now, gold would be like $20,000, $30,000, maybe even $40,000, depending on how you calculate it. I don't really know. I didn't really do the math, but from what I've seen in the other models and everything, it could be as high as $40,000 or $50,000 per ounce because of all the inflation. Now, I say all this showing that inflation actually just diminishes your buying power, but there is a way to actually utilize inflation for our benefit. Now, when I say it, inflation eats away at your dollar, it's absolutely true. Meaning if you had $100 today, in a year from now, if there's 10% inflation, it means it can only buy $90 worth of goods a year from now. But it still is $100, but it can only go as far as $90 can. And so with inflation, we're looking at a huge problem because inflation is just going up and up and up. Another thing our government has been doing for the last, I want to say it was like 2011 or something, like maybe even 2010 or somewhere around there. But anyways, after the crash of 2008, they started printing money. And remember, the government creates these words that we would not understand, normal people wouldn't understand. They said they're going to do quantitative easing. Like, who in the world makes up these words? They're going to print money is basically what it is. And the government says, hey, you can't counterfeit money, but we can. We can make as much money as we want and pump it in the system. And so what they've been doing ever since they started, I don't know, 2010 or whenever, whatever year it was like $80 billion a month they were printing. And basically, it seems like putting it right in the stock market. That's why the stock market's so high. Anyways, I'm telling you all the things that I've been learning. I'm not necessarily a guru. In fact, I'm not a guru on this. I love real estate, but all this stuff is just, it's so irritating to hear all this stuff actually happening. And we're seeing gas prices literally $5, $6 a gallon when a year and a half ago, it was what? For me in Arizona, it was like $1.89. My goodness, it's so much worse. But what we can look at, if we invest in real estate, if we are smart and we do what the rich people do, which the rich people know how to create money as well as keep their money and make more money when there's problems like this, then we will be wealthy. And that's what we're talking about today, is how to utilize inflation to become even more wealthy. And that's with utilizing real estate.
I just went to Walmart and bought socks and underwear, $45. Can you believe that? I went to Lowe's yesterday to buy lumber, 2 2x4s, a couple hinges, and a couple bubblers. $48 for that. So we know inflation is just, it's really hurting us as people, but investors are actually, we're not necessarily excited about inflation, but inflation doesn't hurt us. And I'm going to share with you how you can actually use real estate to crush inflation, to make sure that you are making money as opposed to losing money. And there are different ways that real estate helps us to either crush or beat inflation. And the first one is making passive income every single month from a property that you buy. Now, what happens is you buy one rental property. You lock in the value of your money. Let's say you buy it for $130,000. And yes, there are houses for sale for $130,000 that you could buy and make good cash flow. But you're locking in that value of that $130,000. Now, we know over time the value goes up. But what's great is, if we account for it right, we calculate all of our expenses and we account for all those expenses and we make sure that we could rent the property for $250 more than we are spending out in our expenses, then we'll be making $250 a month in passive income. Really, really simple. If you calculate all your taxes, your insurance, your mortgage, your property manager fees, all your repairs, all that sort of stuff, then you add all that up. And then you make sure you can rent it for $250 more. That difference is your passive income that you make every single month. If you have one property that makes you $250 a month, that is $3,000 a year in passive income. That's without working. If you had 10 properties making you $250 a month, that's $2,500 every single month in passive income, $30,000 a year in passive income. 20 properties is $5,000 a month without working, $60,000 a year in passive income, and just keep scaling it from there. Now, what you do is you buy the property, you fix it up, you do everything right. Watch all my other videos. I show you with you how to actually do it right, so you're not losing money, but you're making money, and then you rent it out, and then every single year, you're gonna be making money after money after money. In fact, what I'm doing now is I'm creating generational wealth. You see those kids in the picture in the background? That's my kids. We're at the Grand Canyon overlooking Horseshoe Bend. It's beautiful right there. I'll move out of the way so you can see it, but it's beautiful, and we go there all the time. But the great thing is all these properties, I am giving these properties to my kids when they're older and teaching them how to do it as well. But you make money in cash flow, and that $130,000 that you locked in when you bought that property, you're making $3,000 extra a year from that property, and then you're able to pass that down to your kids in generational wealth.
And hey guys, get my real estate investing course absolutely for free. Text the word rental, R-E-N-T-A-L, to 33777. Rental to 33777, and I'll give you, literally give you, my real estate investing course showing you how to find an area of the country to invest, how to build the business first, how to scale the business, buy the right properties, making $250 or more every single month in passive income. I'll literally just give it to you. You can get started investing right away. Text the word rental to 33777.
Another way that you can crush inflation with real estate investing is when you buy the property, you lock in that value of that money. Just last year alone, Phoenix went up 25% in value of the home. So let's say you bought it for $200,000. In 1 year, it's gonna go up $50,000. So a house that you bought 1 year was worth $200,000. Then you can turn around and sell it the next year for $250,000. Remember, 25% times $200,000, that is $50,000. That's money that you're putting in your pocket as equity, where you can do a cash out refinance to buy more properties, which I share with you how to do. You can do that as well. And as you're doing this, what you're doing is you're creating equity. You're buying a property as the market goes up. If inflation's like 10-12%, but you're appreciating 25% on top of the passive income that you're making, you are definitely crushing inflation. And another way that we crush inflation is when we buy the property, what we do is we make sure that we capture equity. Capturing equity is when you buy it lower than what it's currently worth. Let's say you're gonna buy a house, it's worth $200,000. But as investors, what we do as investors, we pay less than that. Let's say you bought it for $175,000. Well, that is $25,000 that you've captured in equity right then and there when you bought the property. And when you capture that equity, you can do a cash out refinance where you take that equity out, refinance a tax-free loan, and I show you how to do that as well. It's tax-free loan, put that money in your pocket to buy another property that makes you even more money. So over time, with the market going up, as well as capturing equity when you buy the property, you're gonna be crushing inflation even more. And another fantastic thing about real estate investing is I don't pay my mortgage. I don't pay my taxes. I don't pay my property manager. I don't pay for repairs. I don't pay for any of that stuff. My tenants pay for all of those expenses. Now, it so happens that the money comes into me and out through me to all those bills, but I don't have to go get a job to pay for the taxes. I don't have to get a job to pay for my property manager. No, what I do is I make sure that the tenants pay for that. Same thing with your mortgage. And so what you can do is you can buy a house for $100,000 and use an FHA loan paying 3.5% down. That's $3,500 that is out of your pocket to buy this property. Now, you still owe $96,500 on top of that, as well as the interest. The great thing is your tenants are paying off the interest and they're paying the principal. That rest of the $96,500, your tenants are paying those, plus you're capturing that equity. You're also getting that passive income as you're making money every single month, and they're paying off the rest of the house, as well as the interest, taxes, insurance, all that sort of stuff, as long as you build the business and you buy the properties right. And one of my favorite ways to crush inflation is to take the money out of the property. Now, I don't sell the property. If I sell the property, I don't have an asset anymore. It's not making me money anymore. No, what I do though is I take a cash out refinance. I even do a home equity line of credit where I utilize that cash that's sitting in your house. Let's say your house is worth $300,000, but you owe $200,000. You literally have $100,000 of money, of equity, that you can tap into from a bank, and it's a tax-free loan. The government doesn't tax you when you get a loan. Like when you get a car, you don't get a tax from that money that you take out to buy the car. No, you don't get that. Same thing when you borrow money for a house. You do not pay taxes on that loan. Exact same thing when you do a cash out refinance. Let's say you bought a house and after a little bit of time, equity increased, market went up 25%, you had $100,000. Well, you can pull out a total of 80% of the value of your home in cash out refinance, and then you use that money to buy the next property that makes you even more money so you can buy that next property. And the tax advantages of real estate investing are absolutely mind-blowing. In fact, the wealthy, what they do is they keep their money, all their wealth tied up in real estate because there's so many tax advantages as a real estate investor. If you buy one house, the government says, the IRS says, that's a business. You can write off if you go travel to see your house, or if you have to have an annual shareholders meeting, if you have a cell phone that you use for a business, All those are write-offs. Now, definitely talk to your accountant. Don't talk to me. I'm just giving you what my accountants have told me, so you talk to them.
Today's episode has been brought to you by the Real Estate Wealth Builders membership. That's the membership that I founded teaching people how to quit their J-O-B by investing in real estate rental properties. Now, Real Estate Wealth Builders is your place to learn how to invest in real estate with five different masterclass courses, group coaching with me, and a private student community where we all work together, all the tools and the discounts, all the resources and everything that you need to quit your J-O-B by investing in real estate. Now, I do want to show you how to do this completely for free. If you want to learn about investing in real estate for free, I want to get you my free real estate investing course. Text the word rental to 33777. That's R-E-N-T-A-L. To 33777, so you can see how you can quit your job, that J-O-B, by investing in real estate. I'll show you how to find properties, how to use other people's money to buy properties, and how to scale the business to be successfully unemployed, just like I did. Now, did you also know that there are video versions of each and every single episode on the Successfully Unemployed Show? Well, I did record every single one of these for you. I recorded them for you so you will be able to learn from the experts themselves, see what they're doing, see everything that they are talking about on this show visually, and all their examples, all their slides, all their pictures that they even draw. Everything is on there. Go to successfullyunemployed.co/YouTube. Or if you just go to YouTube and type in Successful Unemployed, more than likely you're going to find me. So successfullyunemployed.co/YouTube. And I would truly appreciate it if you subscribe to Successful Unemployed on YouTube and wherever you're listening to this podcast, subscribe to this show so that you can always get every bit of new information on how to quit your J-O-B. Also, if you got anything out of the show, share it with just one person. Share it with just one person so that they can see the light, that it is so much better to not work a job, be successfully unemployed, and be your own boss. All right, guys, this is it for today's show. I will see you next week. See ya.